For the child of God, there is nothing more important than the Word of God. Hi, Dan Sheridan here, and that's exactly what I want to talk to you about today. The title of this message is, It Is Written and Still Is. The Apostle Paul said this, As in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. That's found in 1 Corinthians 15. Now, the Word of God is the foundation of our faith. Now, faith isn't positive thinking. Faith is accepting God's testimony. When we have faith, we are giving God credit for telling us the truth. And the belief in the salvation of all stands on the rock-solid authority of Holy Scripture. If the Hebrew Scriptures are a myth or an allegory or anything short of what the Lord Jesus Christ says they are, historic truth, then what Paul wrote in the above passage that we just read is meaningless. And as a result, both Paul and our Lord Jesus Christ would be false witnesses. Now, we don't want to say that Paul and Christ are lying, do we? And by the way, the same is true of the Greek Scriptures, the New Testament. If the Old Testament is a sham, there is no such person as Adam. If the New Testament is a sham, there is no such person as Jesus Christ. And that means we have no message to proclaim. For if the Scriptures are false, then nobody ever died in Adam, and as a gloomy consequence, nobody will ever be made alive in Jesus Christ. That means there's no sin, no death, no Savior, and no resurrection. I couldn't imagine anything more depressing. So indulge me for a few moments as I glory in the living words of the living God. First of all, I want to talk about the Hebrew Scriptures. And let me just say this to start. God has preserved His Word. The Hebrews copied their Scriptures with careful hands and have passed them down from generation to generation. The Lord Jesus put His stamp of approval on those Scriptures when He said this in Luke 24. These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures. Now in that statement, the Lord mentions three primary divisions of the Old Testament. Those Scriptures are precisely what we have in our common Bibles today. Now, the Bibles we have today are not in the exact same order as the Hebrew, but the same content, except for the Apocrypha, which is not part of the Old or New Testaments. I know some will argue with that, but I don't want to argue here. Next, I want to talk to you about the Greek New Testament. As for the Greek Scriptures, the divine author has gone to great lengths to preserve His Word and maintain its integrity. And He has done this in three ways. Number one, through copies, including lectionaries. Two, through versions, that's translations of the New Testament, and number three, through quotations from the fathers, the church fathers. Now, many years ago, a man by the name of John William Burgon commented on these three great witnesses, and here's what he says. By causing that a vast multiplication of copies should be required down the ages, beginning at the earliest period, and continuing in an ever-increasing ratio until the actual inventing of printing, he provided the most effectual security imaginable against fraud. Great comment. Those copies protect us against fraud. And then he says, next, versions. The necessity of translating the Scriptures into diverse languages for the use of different branches of the early church procured that many an authentic record has been preserved of the New Testament as it existed in the first few centuries of the Christian era. And then he concludes with patristic citations, how important these are. For we can go to the writings of the early Christians and see what they've quoted. They've quoted the sacred writings over and over again, and we can see by reading them that their Bible is essentially our Bible. And he says, Burgon, in these words, patristic citations, accordingly, are a third mighty safeguard of the integrity of the deposit. And I love how he calls it the deposit, as if it's something we're entrusted with. The evidence of the copies is overwhelming. Most of the ones we have today are from the 10th through the 12th centuries, yet without question they are copies of older manuscripts which faithfully represent what the apostles wrote, thank God. Now I want to leave you with this thought. Now think about this deeply. There are only a handful of manuscripts containing the works of Herodotus, Thucydides, Sophocles, and these are over 500 years removed from the originals, and nobody questions the integrity of these works. God's Word, however, unlike these classics, has thousands of witnesses. In other words, the text of the New Testament has more supporting evidence than the writings of the Greek legends. How about that? So we conclude by saying, look, open the book, open your Bibles, and drink from the fountain of pure truth. And as the poet wrote, a glory gilds the sacred page, majestic like the sun. It sheds light on every age. It gives, but borrows none. So we can say with authority that, as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Amen to that.